In the evening edition, Barbados health authorities report 25 new cases of COVID-19. Four employees at Bridgetown Port test positive for the virus. The Caribbean Union of Teachers expresses concern about the unresolved 2020 CSEC and CAPE examinations. Farmers want the full weight of the law brought against persons found stealing or in possession of stolen crops during the pause. And UK scientists say a vaccine to tackle the coronavirus variants could be ready to be deployed by September. I'm Dennis Johnson. This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Comes to you in association with the good folks at Courtesy Garage, the home of Nissan vehicles, a place for legendary service.
The ability to adapt to many different functions or activities. That's the definition of versatility. It's also the definition of the intelligently designed, smart and sophisticated Nissan Qashqai, available now at Courtesy Garage Limited. Enjoy the power and responsiveness that comes with its 2-litre engine, the safety and security provided by electronic brake distribution, traction control system, and hill start assist, along with the comfort and superior ride quality made possible by precision handling, selectable drive modes, and cruise control. The Nissan Qashqai gives you and your family everything you need and more, all neatly packaged in this stylish and stunning urban crossover. Ready to get behind the wheel? Give us a call at 431-4100 for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage. Legendary service. Legendary performance.
Barbados has recorded 25 new cases of COVID-19, 9 males and 16 females, following 504 tests done by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. 7 of those were persons previously sent to the Harrison Point isolation facility for assessment. The other 18 included 15 Barbadians and 2 non-nationals. 9 persons have been sent to Harrison Point isolation facility for assessment. The number of confirmed cases at Her Majesty's Prison Dodds, 362, and of this total, 355 have recovered. 4 employees of the Bridgetown Port tested positive for coronavirus. However, a release from management says it will not disrupt operations there. The Port Authority says contract tracing has begun to identify the primary contacts of the individuals who will be required to present themselves to health authorities for testing. The Port says, too, it has taken steps to close and sanitize the area where the individuals had been assigned. Lawmen are investigating an attack on 2 people at Lodge Hill, St. Michael last night. They say as a result of the incident, a 22-year-old female and a 23-year-old male were found lying on the ground with injuries about their bodies. Police say investigations reveal the victims were sitting under a tree when they were approached by 2 unknown males who accosted them, striking the female in her head with a metal object. The male scuffled with the men and they injured him after throwing stones in his direction. Both victims were transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by ambulance for further medical attention. The Caribbean Union of Teachers says it remains concerned about the unresolved issues surrounding the 2020 CSEC and CAPE CXE exams. We get more in this report from Keith Goddard.
The Caribbean Union of Teachers said in a letter addressed to CXE Registrar Dr. Wayne Wesley and copied to Regional Ministers of Education yesterday that the examining body, CXE, is yet to publish comprehensive information to establish probity relating to the psychometric formula used to award students grades. The CUT has also described as unacceptable that no consultation on new procedures to govern the 2021 administration and assessment of CSEC and CAPE examinations has been done. As a consequence, it's now demanding that a clear plan be developed for stakeholders' consideration and feedback. Among its other recommendations are that the Caribbean Union of Teachers be included in any working group established to plan and monitor the Council's policies and protocols for future examinations and sittings, and that CXE reduce the number of test items to 50% for all papers, considering the loss of teaching and learning time caused by COVID-19. I'm Keith Goddard for Stargom Network News.
Thank you, Keith. In the meantime, the president of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marion Redmond, says they're in receipt of the correspondence and they hope to meet with education officials here shortly.
We are in full agreement with the letter and we are expecting to have a meeting this week with the Minister of Education as promised to discuss CXC, and the BSTU will be discussing our recommendations as it relates to the 2021 exams, recommendations that we have written to the ministry about since September and repeated again in the second letter in December.
President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marion Redmond. The Caribbean Examinations Council has launched its strategic plan for 2020-25, which Chairman Professor Sir Hilary Beckles says has been developed to have a greater regional impact, noting that CXC was tested in 2020 and continues to be tested by the COVID-19 pandemic. Sir Hilary said the CXC must be responsive and demonstrate its relevance.
We have learnt many important lessons from the perspective of strategy, flexibility, and agility, and those lessons have been taken to heart. But we have remained steadfast, and this strategic plan will take us into the future with even greater alacrity while we maintain the dignity of this noble institution.
Chairman of the Caribbean Examinations Council, Professor Sir Hilary Beckles. The Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Ball, says anyone found selling stolen crops during this lockdown period should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. He says the sector suffered severely last year, and he's cautioned the consumers that they should ensure that fruits and vegetables offered to them by vendors were obtained by legal means.
We had a situation down in Inner where you had a person going onto a person's farm at night and actually stealing. Of course, I'm hoping that the security forces will be paying attention to this, and that anyone caught, I really think that the full extent of the law should be given to that individual. The last one, we were not satisfied really that he suffered the full extent of the law. He was given a suspended sentence or community service or something like that. That is not good enough. I think really that, you know, farmers have really gone through a bad 2020. 2021 is not turning out to be very promising either. And they should not have to go through the whole issue of seeing the crops being stolen by these thieves.
That's the Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Ball, who says farmers depend heavily on the police force during this period to prevent such theft. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party spokesman on agriculture, Andre Worrell, says the recent review of the economy by the central bank governor shows that the agricultural sector remains resilient to external shocks. He adds that while overall growth declined by 18%, agriculture showed modest improvement of 1.19% and has greater potential.
If the industry was provided with the level of subsidies made available to the tourism sector by the BEST program, the level of growth would have been exceptional. One glaring example is the Farmers Empowerment and Enfranchisement Drive, the FEED program, which was allocated $2 million in 2019 to 2020, but only $500,000 for the current year, 2020 to 2021.
That's the DLP spokesperson on agriculture, Andre Worrell. Labor unions have placed a number of workers' concerns, including vacation and severance pay for employees, on the table of the social partnership. General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, Dennis DePisa, says these issues are raised at a recent meeting of the tripartite body in light of the current impact of COVID-19 on the local job market. Yesterday, Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley announced that Barbados will receive a batch of 50,000 vaccines shortly, with priority being given to frontline workers when they're here. Today's Stockholm Network News asked the public whether they will be taking the vaccine when it becomes available in Barbados.
I really am skeptical of this vaccine thing, the truth.
I definitely will be taking the vaccine when the vaccine comes.
Right now, as it is, I know nothing about the vaccine. I need to get more information on this.
What I don't agree with is the manner in which the vaccine is being introduced into Barbados. Where is the public education?
Why is it necessary to take the vaccine if you're not going to be protected by it?
I'll be taking the vaccine if it's from Cuba.
when they get a vaccine for all these other diseases that the men got no vaccine for, then they can look at me and tell me that they got a vaccine for COVID-19.
As Barbadians commented on vaccines to be received by the Barbados government, members of the local beauty professional industry want government to clarify who in their sector will qualify for compensation as a result of the two-week lockdown. Public Relations Officer of the Barbados Beauty Professionals Association tells Starcom Network News the executive met recently and agreed the assistance should only be given to those who were full-time business persons. The United Nations Women's Caribbean is asking to improve the collection of gender equality data, which it says is critical to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals for all women and girls by 2030. The acting representative in the Caribbean, Tony Ambroda, told an online meeting that the COVID pandemic had increased the need for data pertaining to unpaid domestic and care workers in the region. And the UK is past the peak of the current wave of the pandemic, but infection rates are still high. That's according to England's chief medical officer, Professor Quete Whitty, who said that the number of cases, hospitalization, and deaths are on the downward slope. Meantime, a vaccine to tackle the variants could be ready to be deployed by September. A team behind the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine said tweaking a vaccine was a relatively quick process and would only need small trials before it can be rolled out. The top stories in the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Barbados health authorities report 25 new cases of COVID-19. 4 employees at the Bridgetown port test positive for the coronavirus. The Caribbean Union of Teachers expresses concern about unresolved 2020 CSEC and CAPE examinations, as the BSTU says it's preparing to meet with education officials on the matter soon. Farmers want the full weight of the law brought against persons found stealing or in possession of stolen crops during the period of pause. Labour unions place a number of workers' concerns before the social partnership. Beauty professionals want clarity on who in the sector will qualify for compensation. And UK scientists say a vaccine to tackle the coronavirus variants could be ready to be deployed by September. This has been the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. For the Network News team, I'm Dennis Johnson. Have a good evening and a good night.